All right, let's go ahead and put that beat on them one time. Brothers, help me sing. Come on. Come on, put your hands together for Jesus tonight. Welcome to the Now Network presents Let's Talk Jesus. And this is a dynamic week because this is the launch of Apostle Dietrich Gaskins becoming the host of this broadcast. And we're going to let him tell you all about that. But without any further ado, I want to welcome the man of God on board. Good evening, man of God.
What's going on, brother? How you doing?
Blessed, blessed, blessed. I almost put that one on today. But yeah, definitely blessed and excited for this launch, man. I got a brand new journal set aside just for this apt dimension teaching broadcast that you're about to unleash here on the Now Network. I encourage others out there before the man for God goes forward. You need to tell a leader. You need to tell an apostle. You need to tell someone in leadership to get on this broadcast every first Monday of the month for this dynamic teaching on the app dimensions. I know the man of God is going to explain that a little bit further, but without any further ado, come on, put your hands together tonight for, and this will be the last time you hear from Pastor E on the broadcast because the man of God will be taking over as the host. So you won't hear me until we open up the lines, but God bless you, man of God. The floor is yours and let God have his way.
Awesome. Awesome, man. I salute you. I honor you for giving me this space and this opportunity to release the word of the Lord in the fashion that God has given it to me. A lot of people really have been embracing my ministry. I've been in ministry for about 22 years now. And one beautiful word that has really stuck in my foundation, which we're going to be dealing with tonight, which was given to me by a great friend of mine. He told me to grow steady and not fast. Grow steady and not fast. And I believe when you're building anything, when you're building ministry, when you're building family, when you're building relationship, there should be a steadiness in your building. Anything that goes up fast can come down fast. Somebody told me a long time ago, you know, weeds grow fast. Oh, yes, they do. Weeds grow fast. They taste good, too. Did y'all know green, collard greens was a weed? Listen, we're going to have fun on the App Dimension radio broadcast. Every first Monday of the month, you're going to hear this little black preacher on the radio dials hitting you in the heart with the word of the Lord. App is an acronym that I utilize every so often called the Apostolic Prophetic Teaching Dimension. I believe the apostolic, prophetic, and teaching graces have to be in the foundation of our building, and we've lost these three ascension gifts. We've lost them to error. Yes, there's a lot of people out there calling themselves apostles. There's a lot of people calling themselves prophets. There's a lot of people that deem themselves teachers, but we have lost the grace. We have lost the empowerment that comes along with these graces because we flow so heavily in error. And I believe it's our job as 21st century leaders to begin to rebuild the foundations of what the Lord has already started and erected. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us, thank you, Holy Spirit, that in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, it tells us that we got to be careful how we build upon when another apostolic leader has gone and laid a foundation. We have to be careful how we build upon it. Christ is our chief apostle. Hallelujah. Let's start right there on that foundation. He is our chief apostle. We don't need any other one that's greater. There's none other that we need to go to God through, because if we try to go any other way, we are a robber and a thief. The Bible says that God, Jesus, is the door. And I believe that we have got our foundations cracked because we have put man in place of God. Hallelujah. We put man in place of the Christos, of Christ, the anointed one. He is the only one that we can stand upon and build upon, and our whole foundation and our whole building won't fall down because his foundation is sure. It's sure because his promises are yea and amen. So we're going to be dealing with apostolic prophetic teaching dimension, a realm where we can go and take the people into where they can not only see God, but they can experience God here on earth, not in just the spiritual realm, but we can teach them principles that will deal with their everyday life. Hallelujah. I've seen so many people, you know, again, dealing with foundation. Our foundations are so off because we're so spiritually minded. We're no earthly good. We can get up into prayer. We can tear down strongholds in the spirit realm, but we can't balance a checkbook. We can't even say hello to our wife, to our spouse. But we can speak in tongues for 24 hours, but we can't tell our spouse that we love them. Our foundation is off because we have off leaders. And I'm tired of seeing so many people go down to the pit, if you will. They go into hell because we don't have good leadership. We like to give what I call body blows. Our foundation is off because we keep attacking the body. We keep attacking the body because, yes, the body is sick, but the body is sick because the head is sick. The head, the Bible says in the book of Isaiah, if the head is sick, the body will be sick. So our job tonight and every first Monday of every month, we're going to deal with a whole lot of things dealing with leadership. Oh, yes. A lot of leadership. We want to punch the leaders in the face. How about that? We want to punch them in the mouth so they can get right. You know, we need ourselves checked as leaders because we are not doing the job that we're supposed to be doing, the ministry of reconciliation. That is the ministry of restoration. You know, I believe, I'm a firm believer that some people, some apostles, some leaders are called to emphatically push and pioneer and trailblaze. Yes, I believe that people forward, but I also believe that there are apostles that are sitting the earth because it's the wisdom of God, according to Luke 11 and 49, that he would send apostles and prophets in the earth that we might restore, that we might bring people back to the things that we have got off to, from. You know, the Bible says, remove not the old landmark. There's a reason why he tells us to do that, because the reason is we don't need to remove these things so we can have a focal point. We can have some memory. We can have a memory-lane experience. We can use them as God's track record that he is able to perform what he said he was going to perform. So tonight I want to deal with a little bit about restoring foundations, restoring foundation. And before you can build a foundation, it would be wise if you survey the land. It'd be wise if you survey the land. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 1 that God saw the face of the deep. He saw the earth. It was empty. It was void. He surveyed the land and he saw what was missing. And because he saw what was missing, he had took the time and had patience to look upon the emptiness of the earth. He was then able to survey and assess what needs to be put in place. How often as believers do we go into situations without even surveying it, without even making assessments, without even looking things over and researching before we start building and trying to start something? We do it all the time, and that is not a proper way to build. As leaders, we need to go into these different regions and specifically sit in God's face and say, God, you know, what are you saying for this region? Not what I did 2 years ago in another city, not trying to re-implement what I did 5 years ago in another town. No, that's called repackaging information. That's what the world does. We need a new blueprint. We need a new blueprint. We need a new plan. And the only way we're going to get that new blueprint and the only way we're going to get that new plan is if we sit in the counsel of God. And people don't want to sit in the counsel of God. They wouldn't want to sit in the counsel of God because that takes time. And the reason why it takes time, because God has to deal with us before he can give us a blueprint. Uh-oh. See, nobody wants to sit in God's presence because we don't want to be dealt with. See, before God gives us a plan, before he gives us any type of strategy, the first thing he's going to deal with is the builder. Oh, God. Because there's nothing wrong with the material. There's nothing wrong with the material that he's given us. It's something wrong with the builders. The Bible says, thank you, Holy Spirit, in James chapter 1, I believe around the 17th verse, it says every good and perfect gift comes from God, the Father of lights, in whom there's no shadow of turning, no variableness. That means that he's not fickle. He's not sometimes up and or sometimes down. God is always level. He's always balanced. But it's the builder the builders that he's entrusted his material with here on earth that's got it all jacked up. So that's why we don't want to sit in God's presence, because we want the strategy, we want the plan, but we don't want to be fixed. We don't want the responsibility that we have to play in the part of bringing God's plan and making it manifest in the earth. So we go through all of these things. We try to, chuck and jive. We try to, be slick and go around. We pray for 15 minutes and we may rave for 5 minutes. We might, do a little praise, we don't even worship no more. We just put on a CD. We just put on a CD and press rewind and press play and press continue and repeat. And we don't even give God our heart anymore because our foundation is off. Our foundation is off because we have not properly surveyed the land. We're building places and building things that God did not send us to or tell us to do. Uh-oh. So we got to survey the land. We got to survey the land and say, okay, God, what are you saying? When God first sent me into Orlando, he gave me specific instructions. He gave me specific instructions. He said, I didn't send you there to build a church. I didn't send you there to build a roller coaster. Orlando already has enough churches. Orlando has enough roller coasters. I need you to build a well. I need you to give the region what it needs. Come on, Titus 1 and 5. For this cause have I set thee in Crete, that you might ordain elders in every city and meet those things that are wanting. Set in order those things that are out of order. So we can't begin to build without surveying. We can't begin to build without sending out reconnaissance teams to find out what our regions, what our people actually need. Because I believe right now, if anybody's listening to me on these lies, I believe that they are. I believe right now the reason why you're crooked is because your foundation is off. The reason why you can't build is because you don't have the right blueprint. The reason why you can't see anything manifest in your life is because the person who is giving you the plan for your life, a.k.a. your leader, doesn't have a clue of what they're doing. Why don't they have a clue? Be smart, but they're wise dummies. Yeah, there's still stupidity in wisdom. There's still stupidity in wisdom. Yeah, we've got a lot of wise dummies. What I mean by that? They're wise in the things that they know based off experience, but they're stupid because they don't do what God tells them to do. They do it based on what they already know. See, they do it based on what they've already accomplished. And that's not way to be building. God is not trying to build refab houses or prefab houses. Everybody, everything looks the same. No, that we're all a peculiar people. So it's my job as a leader to survey you as a body, to find out what is missing, what the need is, and to meet that need. And once I meet that need, I realize now I can start building because you will let me in. Your land will let me in. Your land is your heart. Your heart will open up and say, you know what? I trust you. I trust you enough to start building in me. I trust you enough to give you my vision to help me fulfill it. Our surveying ability has been lost. Because we're so busy focused on what we've already done, building our own kingdoms. It's unwise for me to try to go build something the same way that I built in one city and try to build it in another city. It's not right. You can't build with the same material and the same blueprints in Orlando that you do in Arizona. Totally different climates. Totally different. You like take the wrong materials and burn your whole house down. Why? Because we're so used to doing things the way we've grown accustomed to. We're going comfortable with. If it's not broke, it ain't fixed. Don't even try to fix it. Yeah, God is testing your foundation tonight. He's surveying you and seeing what did you build with. He's serving you. Did you build with his plan or did you build with your own? Did you build with his knowledge or did you build with your own? Come on, 1 Corinthians 3. He said, if you build, you build with hay and stubble, and you build with all these things that can be easily burnt, because best believe you, me, before anything can be erected fully, God's going to send his fire. He's going to thin his fire, and it's going to be tried by the fire, and anything that is not fire resistant, hallelujah, is going to be burnt down. Let's turn to that scripture real quick. I want to read it for you. 1 Corinthians 3. So just open your Bibles. You might not read your Bibles during the week. I'm sorry if you don't, but you need to read your Bible. Because this is the foundation that God builds upon. He builds upon his word. Did you know he chose his word above his name? So that means anything that when God speaks a word in your life, it begins to take precedence over any other name, even his own, that he will bring it to pass. I don't care what name comes in and tries to move that word or try to manipulate that word. God looks at that word and says, I swerve, and I'm going to build thereupon. I can come in your life as a leader, and I start declaring things and prophesying things and decreeing things in Jesus' name, and God will honor his name. Yeah, I see my name. You saying my name, but I already spoke a word. See, he hears you speaking the name, but he already spoke a word. And he honors his word above his name, because his name changes, but his word doesn't. Uh-oh. See, his name was Jehovah Jireh. His name was Jehovah Tsikanu. Now it's Jesus. God is salvation. But when the revelation comes and the light comes upon our head and we can arise and shine and finally see Jesus for who he is, his name will be changed back to what originally was the word of God. Come on, book of Revelation. The Bible says he want to peel off the name of Jesus and put back on the name, the word of God. Because it's the word of God that he honors. It's the word of God, and it's the word of God. This is why you should be reading it. This is why you should be putting it in your spirit so he can get honor on your life. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. It says, now in verse 12, let's start at verse 11. It says, for other foundations can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Didn't I just say the word? What's the foundation? Right there. No other foundation can be laid, which is Jesus Christ. What is your foundation made of? Now that you surveyed the land, now we got to do some real testing and proving. God has to walk upon your land and check and see what your foundation, what your spirit is made of. What a little boy's made of. What a little girl's made of. Snips and snails and puppy dog tails. That's what little girls are made of. Hey, we made a little nursery rhyme. God is trying to test you and see what your foundation is made of. Is my name, is my word in the mix? Not just my word, the logos, but the rhema, the preceding word. Did I speak that? If I did not speak that, how are you warring and building with something that God did not speak? God didn't speak it, so those that labor are laboring in vain, because except the Lord build the house, except the Lord keep the city, they that watch, they're watching in vain. They that labor, they're laboring in vain. You're doing all this work. You're seeing all these false visions because God never spoke it in the first place. That's why we can't erect anything without idols coming in the midst. Uh-oh. See? Let's go down to verse 12. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, what foundation? Jesus Christ. Gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, stubble. You see all of this stuff? You see all this material stuff? We see all of this stuff because this is what everybody is building upon. They're building upon it with their own materialistic value. Not the word of God, not the word of God. And we have to build upon the word of God. Again, not just the the logos, not just the scripture, but the rhema, the preceding word. The logos needs the rhema in order to be cemented. The Bible says that the letter kills. It's the Spirit of God that gives life. So if we don't, if we just have the logos and we don't have the rhema, everything else we try to build upon is like sinking sand. It will just start sinking. It will hurt us and not help us. So God is saying, what is your cement made out of? I believe when God starts building a foundation, the first three things he tries to establish with us is trust, love, and obedience. He wants our obedience. He wants us to know. He wants to know, if I give you these materials, will you build properly? Will you be obedient so everybody can eat the good of the land? Can I trust you with my gifts? Can I trust you with my people? Come on, leaders. Can I trust you with ministry? Can I trust you with a wife? Can I trust you with yourself? Some of us are just doing our own self wrong. We're supposed to have been farther than we are. But God says, no, you squandered the name that I gave you. You squandered the life that I gave you. You're not a good steward. So I can't trust you to go beyond this point because you have failed in so many others. God will never look at and survey a land and begin to establish a land, establish a foundation and not begin to tell us what's wrong. He will never just start giving us all the good, all the silver, all the gold, all the wood, all the hay, all the stubble. He'll never just give us all that stuff of value and worth, without telling us what we need to do to keep it. We've been building and we've been building and we've been gathering and we've been pulling in people, and we've failed to really give God what he wants, and that is a habitation. That is a dwelling place. I'm not talking about church building. I'm talking about people. God is about building people. God is about restoring people. God is about equipping. He told me to restore the lost, equip the saints, and advance the kingdom and destroy the works of the devil. He said, do it through deliverance. He said, my people are lacking. They're lacking in wisdom. They're lacking in knowledge. They're lacking in power. They're lacking in fortitude. They don't have no stick-to-itiveness. Why? Because there's so many things off in leadership, the body's being affected. So we have to target leadership. We can't just keep giving the body body blows. We got to give some headshots. We got to be able to bob and weave with some of these perverted, idolatrous leaders, because their foundation is off and they're trying to build something other than what God already instituted and built way back over 2,000 years ago. The church doesn't need to be built. The church was already established and built. We're here to advance a kingdom. And if we're trying to build anything else, we're building it in vain, because we're building our own kingdom and not the Lord's. So God, what did God say in verse 13? He said, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be what? Revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. It's going to come. I'm telling you, I'm prophesying to you. Everything that you build is going to go through the fire. It's going to be tested by the flames. I'm not talking about the red flame. I'm talking about the blue flame. He's going to turn that thing hotter. He's going to turn that thing up. He's going to turn the dial up until everything that's not like him is burnt out. He wants to show you, he wants to show us, if we're going to be obedient enough to lay it on the altar, to lay it on the altar. Do we trust him enough to let it go through the fire? Do we love him enough to keep his commandments? Every ministry you have, every gifting you have, all the leaders you espoused yourself to, this was my spiritual father, that was my spiritual mother, that was my spiritual grandmama, that's my auntie and my uncles, all of those people that you done gathered to yourself to help build your ministry, to help advance your kingdom that you building, the house that Jack built. Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water, but they, when they came down, they saw Jesus' crown smacking upside the head and say, get in order. Yes, he said, I'm tired of the foundation being off because the leadership is doing everything they can do to make foundations the mixture of their own. He said, but they have no trust. They don't trust me to run their businesses. You don't trust me to run your home. You don't trust me to run your marriage. You don't trust me with your finances. You don't trust me with your love life. You don't trust me with your ministry life. You don't trust me at all. Because you don't trust me because you don't know me. See, to build trust in your foundation, in our foundation, we got to get to know the person who we say we're going to trust. And the only way we're going to get to know them is to spend time with them. When I first met my fiance, I had to spend time with her. I had to build trust with her. I had to build a relationship with her. That means I had to talk to her. I had to go over and see her face to face. I had to take her out. I had to do nice things for her. I had to put myself out there and be transparent with some things in my life that nobody else knew. I trusted her with my secret things. You got to trust God with your secret things, but because you don't trust him, he can never get into that secret place. He can never open up the foundation where that hidden lust is, where that hidden perversion is. You know how you keep God secluded to the living room and don't let him go into your bathroom, just like we do our neighbors, just like we do everybody else. We don't let him in. We keep him secluded because we don't trust him. Not that we don't trust him to heal us. We don't trust him to keep our secrets. We think we're going to be put out on blast. Some of us need to be put out on blast. Really, we do. Because he just gave us so much secret love, and we've been rejecting the secret love, so we need to be openly rebuked. He's been pulling us to the side. He's been whispering in our ears. He's been giving us our dreams and visions to repent. But all we keep doing is keep doing what we want to do. And the first thing we do when God sends a stern rebuke, we want to run and hide. We want to say that's not order. God don't give open rebukes. God don't do that. But the devil is a lie. The Bible says that God gave a strong rebuke to the children of Israel, a strong rebuke that blessed their hair back, that made them repent. In order to get your foundation right, repentance must be the jackhammer. Must be the hammer that strikes the wood, that strikes the nail into the hearts of men. So that blood of perversion and lust and idolatry and greed and filthy lore can come oozing out. So we can start putting things back in this right place. But we don't have the time because we don't trust the Lord. I just don't got time for you right now, God. I really don't. I got so much I got to do. I got work to do. I got a job, baby. No, your job, I thought you were supposed to be doing about the Father's business. But you worried about your own business. So this is why we start building with silver, with precious gold, with stones and wood, instead of building with the plan that God has for us. We want to build our own kingdom. We want to do it with the way the three little pigs did it. You know, we want to build some with straw. We want to build some with wood and some with brick. God need to take those straws and bricks and bust us upside the head because we ain't got it all together. See, every man's work is going to be tried. It's going to be made manifest. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. There's some good leaders out there. I want to put it out there like they ain't got no good leaders. The devil is a lie. We got a lot of good leaders. And those leaders that we see that are building with the right things and with the right heart, we need to continue to pray for them. We need to continue to fast for them, because the devil taking people out. The Bible said in the last days, if it was possible, even the very elect would be deceived. We need to pray against any possibility that the elect would be deceived. We need to come against any type of spirit of deception and spirits of lust and spirits of greed that are hitting these mainstream leaders. You know, they got groves of people following after them, thousands of people. Yes, God, we need to start praying for these leaders, but these leaders with these strong influences. Why? Because the enemy desires to sift them as wheat. Or we all we can do right now, because our foundation is all, is look at their error and begin to say, I knew they was wrong. I knew they was off. But no, have you prayed for them? Have you fasted for them? Have you spoke to them or spoke a word in their spirit that's going to encourage them? We don't know what people are going through as leaders with their marriages and with their homes and with their jobs. Some of them are bivocational. They got to work 13, 14 hours and then get in there and slave over a word in the spirit and fast and pray and lean on the holiness of God to get a word for us every Sunday, every Wednesday and Friday. But because our foundation is off as a people, we don't know how to intercede for leadership, because we got our own myopic ways and views. We selfish. But I just want him to see me. I just want him to know me. How come he ain't recognize my gift? I ain't recognize your gift yet. The Lord ain't allow you to recognize your gift yet, because your foundation is cracked. Because you got the wrong motives in your foundation. You don't want a leader. Oh, you don't want a leader. You want a pimp. You don't want a leader. You want a madam. You want somebody to control you. You got that masochism spirit upon you. Beat me, hurt me, make me feel cheap kind of way. God is trying to give you a sound foundation. He's trying to give you a sure foundation that anything that comes against it, any wind, any climate change, any storm that comes against your foundation, it will not be shaken. The Bible says what can be shaken shall be shaken. Come on, Hebrews. So God will begin to send trials and tests over your life and begin to shake the very foundation inside of you to see if you can stand. But you don't want to stand. You don't want to stand. You just want to fall. You want to fall. We want to fall because our lives are built on quicksand and not on the rock. We got to survey the land. We got to examine the foundation. We got to understand in examining the foundation, is this worth repairing? Is it really worth repairing? This we're counting the cost. Is it worth the repairing? Because we know we like to fix broke stuff. We like to keep handling and hanging around broke people and broke things and broke stuff. And God said, no, I'm trying to give you some new stuff, but you keep trying to reset. You're trying to keep kind of reset this old foundation, and I'm trying to give you a new foundation. I can't give you the new one because you don't love me. I can't give you the new one because you won't be obedient in keeping it. I definitely can't give you a new foundation because you don't trust me. When God wants to do something and start something in a life, the first thing he's going to deal with is our trust value. How do we trust? How much do we trust God with the things that he's asking us to give and do? Let's look at Psalms 11 and 3. This is a great scripture right here. Psalms 11 and 3. Do you really trust God? Do you want to let him build your foundation over? Let him make you over again. Restore me the joy unto my salvation, David said. He said that because as a king, his throne was constantly being attacked. His name was constantly being attacked. His family line was constantly being attacked. The spirit of the Antichrist, the spirit of Satan, Lucifer, was after the spoken word that a child will be born. Hallelujah, through David's life. So every time David turned around, somebody was attacking him to keep that prophetic word from coming forth. God said, do you trust me in this season? Do you trust me in this walk that I'm giving you? Because even though you're coming, you're being attacked, you're being dug at and beat up and talked about and spit on, do you still trust me? Enough to know that it's all working together for my plan. They're trying to stop the Christos from coming out of you. They're trying to stop you from building the foundation. They're trying to stop you from erecting a house, a habitation, so the Lord can't come out. But God is saying, I'm sending builders with a mind to work, with a passion in their heart to push forward the kingdom of God that's in you. He's going to reset that foundation. He's examining you right now. Why are you here? What are you doing? What's your purpose? What's your plan? Why do you do the things that you do? Why do you keep hanging around the leaders the way you hang around them? Every time they turn around, you're up there behind, in their face. Why are you doing it? You could, because you don't want to be fixed because you like being broke. People don't like being fixed because they want to be broke. Why do they want to be broke? Because broke gets you attention. Oh, my God. The more broke I am, the more hurt I am, the more discombobulated I am, the more attention will be on me. I told you we're selfish. We're like the Leaning Tower of Pisa. You know the leaning, thank you, Holy Spirit, the leaning tower. Some of us break ourselves on purpose so we can get attention. We stood out.
Oh, Pastor, teach me to help me, Lord. Please help me.
Oh, my God, I think I'm in the vein. I need to stop this right now. Look, Psalms 11 and 3. It says right now, in the Lord. Look at this one. In the Lord put I my trust. How say you to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain? Below the wicked bend their bow, they make ready their arrow upon the string, that they might finally shoot at the upright in heart. See, so stop right there. Do you understand what this is saying? God is saying, I'm trying to trust.
In the mighty name of Jesus, we praying right now for the reception of the man of God. Your reception has went to the left, Apostle. It's like a bubble. I don't want to miss this word. It's so dynamic and me coming in. I need you to get in a new spot. In the name of Jesus.
You're still worried about what you wait up to. You still
in the mighty name of Jesus.
So God is saying, listen, you gotta trust me in this area. You gotta trust me to rebuild your foundation. Verse 3. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Nothing. They can't do anything because they can't stand. And if they can't stand, you're fall. You have to build a foundation, let a foundation build your life in order for God to be able to build without you trusting. I can't build without love being involved. I can't build without obedience. I can't do it. It's impossible. It's impossible that God is love. And love is love. And being in your love, don't know it. So how the Bible says that all the law, all the commandments, all 600 and some odd commandments and laws, all together from the Lord, all the things of us. So God wants to give us a new foundation. He wants to examine and reset. He wants to revisit the vision. Ephesians 2 says, he wants to be the church. The principle plan. That is the chief vision. Everything else is built upon that. But we want to build our own thing.
Apostle. Apostle, your line is breaking up. Your line is breaking up really bad.
I thought he was the chief cornerstone. I thought he was the one to build the
system. In the name of Jesus.
Well, God said, I gotta reset. I gotta reset.
Come on, prayer warriors, pray. Ooh, there's a word.
If they use the word that I said,
Lord, I just can't seem to make it through. I just can't seem to stop doing what what I'm doing. Put your foundation. Give me. And when you reset the foundation, you can't build with old things. You got to reset the foundation. You can't build the way you do. So now you have to say, Lord, I'm sorry.
Mighty is my God. Oh my God.
I missed you. I missed you some type of way. I missed your plan some type of way. I don't know what that just can't be how to change. And I'll make the right. That's all God wants. He wants us to repent for the for building our own house. We want to have our own flag up here. So everybody can see how much land we got. So now God has to do it all over again. He has to build that old foundation. He has to rip that foundation up and build it anew. He has to reset the structure. He has to put up apostles and prophets and teachers right back to the foundation where they belong instead of trying to, instead of them trying to form them. I never seen so many apostles and prophets. I never seen so many in my life. Everybody wants to see. I'm a prophet. I'm a prophet. Why? Because their foundation is on. And don't you know that apostles and prophets and teachers, they're not supposed to be saved. They're in faith. They're not supposed to be below and beneath, not above. Oh, my God. But we build with hierarchy. We build like the Gentile and the benefactor to the king of this world. Build like them. Amway. We have Amway going to the pyramid scheme. Everything flows up instead of out. That means all the leaders are sitting there. I wish I had people that would believe me tonight and say, Lord, rebuild my foundation. Rebuild my foundation.
Rebuild.
Hallelujah. I'm here to fall upon the rock. At least the rock fall upon me and put me in pieces.
Oh, in the name of Jesus. Come on, pray.
Clear the lines. Build you a new foundation.
Clear. Build my foundation. Oh, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let this word go forth.
Things and people that you saw prophesied in these days, they're going to shut down to the Lord. They're shut down to the renovation to that.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
You shut them down. You're not going to be able to see these pastors no more. You're not going to be able to hear these prophets no more. No matter how the songs don't go, we're not talking to the songs don't go. God is sending other construction. And God said, I'm not trying to put old wine and new wine in. You
We need this word. Oh my God, we need it clear.
We gotta understand that everything must be done in decency and in order. In decency and in order.
Oh, it's clear right there. It's perfect right there.
My reception is off.
Oh yeah, listen, man of God. I've been getting messages all over the place that we got to get this word, because just around about 15 minutes ago, everything went into a bubble. Now, I'm not trying to sound like I'm all that, but I can understand everything you were saying. Oh, my God. Even with the distortion. But we have to re-record this message. This was dynamic. The enemy is a liar. Now you're clear. Wherever, I know you got excited. You start walking around, and it just went into a block. But where you are now is perfect.
Okay, awesome. I'm in a new area too. It's raining really bad out here, so
but that's
I'll
clear. That is clear right there.
Awesome, awesome. So let's continue on.
Please.
We were talking about restoring those foundations that are off because the leadership is off. It's the ones that God has chosen to build that has got us to the place where we are now, broken. And not ashamed. Broken and not ashamed. We're building old foundation. We're building with old material. We're building new foundations with old material. So God says, now I got to come through here and I got to examine the foundation. I got to count the cost. Is this worth fixing? That's how I'm going to count the cost. Is this worth fixing? Do I need to wait? I'm not going to waste my time. I'm not going to waste my time trying to fix you. I'm not going to waste my time trying to heal you because you don't want to be healed. You rather get your check. You rather let poverty pay you to stay sick. You know, them disability checks. You know, God wants to give you a healing because your foundation is off. You rather have a disability check because you're lazy and don't want to work. That's how you know your foundation is off, because God said that we don't have to work hard anymore, but we at least got to work smart. We at least got to have our business together. We at least got to know what we need to do. But we want everything handed to us. We want everything given to us. We don't want to sacrifice nothing because we have no obedience. We have no trust. We have no love for ourselves, let alone for other people. So God said, I got to count the cost. I got to count the cost before I start pouring the new foundation. I got to make sure when I pour this time that nothing else gets in it. When we were little, we used to have this game we used to play. When the cement men used to come around our block, we used to go over there and we used to write our name in the cement while it's still wet. That's what the enemy's trying to do. While your foundation is still wet, the enemy's trying to come and put his imprint in it. He's trying to make himself the chief cornerstone. And God said, no, I got to smooth this thing over. I got to make the rough way smooth and the crooked straight. I got to exalt the valleys and bring low the mountains. I'm trying to build your foundation anew. I'm trying to build you a better place, a place that's not made by hand, but made by the breath of God. God says some of us need to go back to the potter's wheel. Some of us need to go back to the potter's house and climb back up on that wheel so he can make us over again. Because we're broke and we're marred. And then there's some of us, he's been trying to push us off the wheel, but every time he gets to get ready to put us off or take us off, the devil come and mar us again. So we stuck on the wheel. We stuck on the wheel. We keep turning and turning and turning. And every time it looks like we're about to get made, here come the devil blowing something, putting something inside of our makeup. And next thing you know, God's got to spin us on the wheel again. God said, get off the wheel. Get off the wheel. Come out of those places that's going to ruin your foundation. The thing that I built in you, the thing that I trusted you with, the thing that I told you to do, the leader I told you to connect with, you still ain't connect with them because you got an obligation in your foundation to a broke leader who's already dead in the spirit and in the natural. You got a connection with a Christian necromancy. You like hanging around dead things. Why are we still listening to old messages from videos on YouTube and Periscope, you know, from dead leaders? God is the spirit. It's not with them anymore. But because he then gave you a prophetic word that gave you took you from point A to point B and not even to Z, he didn't even get you all the way through. It got you to a small breakthrough, some temple deliverance. You think his word is wine. You think her word is wine. And God said, no, they're just giving you that so you can stay stuck with them because they already know that your foundation's cracked because they're the one that built it. Your foundation's off because you allow them to build instead of allowing God to build. There must be a revisitation, an examining of a foundation. We got to start repouring the foundation. What are the components of your cement mixture? Is it love? Is it trust? Is it obedience? Is it holiness? Is it stick-to-itiveness? Let's rewind. Let's stop right there at holiness. Is it holiness? Let's talk about holiness right now, because I think we missed that in our foundation mixture. We don't even have that no more. And no holiness. Holiness is not all about wearing little doilies and old pig stockings. Holiness does have a dress code, mind you, and it's not tight jeans and breasts hanging out all over the place. Nobody wants to see your genitals. Nobody wants to see your breasts. Nobody wants to see your breast, legs, and thighs. Nobody wants to see your tight jeans that your booty's hanging out. Nobody wants to see that. That's not holiness. That's perversion. You're perverted in your dress because you're perverted in your heart. And the heart is where your foundation is. Your spirit is filthy. Come on, 2 Corinthians 7:1. He said, perfecting holiness and the fear of God by cleansing our flesh and our spirit from all unfilthiness. From all filthiness, cleansing it. That means your heart, our spirit, our foundation can be filthy. And whatever's in our foundation, whatever's in our spirit is going to come out of our life. It's going to come out of our mouth. The reason why you got so many cussing pastors and cussing leaders and fornicating leaders and oral sex and lying and stealing is because that's what's in their spirit. And whatever's in their spirit is going to interpret the word of God for them. So yeah, it looks like they can have sex wherever they want to have sex and do whatever they want to do once their bed becomes part of a marital covenant. Why? Because your twisted, perverted mindset and your foundation is twisted and perverted and broken. So now you're looking at the scripture with perverted lenses. You don't even see that the horde of them. You don't even understand how things get into your bedroom and defile it. The Bible said that the marriage is honorable and the bed undefiled. It doesn't mean that it can't be defiled. It doesn't mean that it can't be dishonorable. What makes it defiled and what makes it dishonorable is the things that we do in the bedroom, in our marriage covenant. But because our foundation is off, we think it's all right to sleep with three people. We think it's all right to watch porn. We think it's all right to masturbate when our wife and our husband is sitting right beside us. We think it's all right to lust all day at work and then come back home and try to make love lust to our spouses because our foundation is off. We think God closed his eyes when our door closes because our foundation is off. We think the $1,000 lines, the $500 lines, the $10,000 lines is okay with God because we should be honored because our foundation is off. It's our job to re-examine, to survey, to reset, and to repour the foundation of this generation and the generations to come. And if we don't understand these important factors, we will continuously build crooked houses. Me and my daughter used to have a song when she was growing up. And she used to say, come on, Dad, let's sing this song. Let's sing the Crooked Man song. And I would say, oh, there was a crooked man that had a crooked house, that had a crooked dog, that chased a crooked cat. We chased a crooked mouse, and they all lived together in a little crooked house. That's what is going to happen. We chasing dogs and chasing our own tails, chasing each other around, living in the crooked houses because our foundation is off. And God wants to straighten us. If there's anybody on this line that just heard me tonight and you know that you are off, you know that you off. God been told you was off. You need to be reinstituted. Your foundation needs to be repoured. You need to be reexamined. Just begin to lift up your hands right now and begin to say, Lord, revisit my foundation. Lord, fix my foundation. I got a little crack in my walls. But you look in your walls and there's cracks around the walls and the ceiling. That means your foundation is off. Find out where the cracks are. Lord, build me again. Lord, I want to be made over. I don't care how many times you got to break me, Lord. I'm willing to be broke. I'm falling upon the rock. So I can be broken, at least the rock fall upon me, and I'll be crushed. Fix my foundation, Lord. Thank you for looking inside of me and not allowing me to stay broken. Your brokenness is going to be somebody else's holiness. You're going through right now, I'm prophesying to you. You're going through, it's going to be somebody else's coming out. your hurt that you went through all this week, all this year, this last season, all that hurt, all that pain is going to be somebody else's healing. But you got to let them fix your foundation. You can't go into this next season with your foundation broke. Lord, reset me. Lord, examine me. Lord, I'm counting the cost. I know it's going to hurt. I know I got to give up some friends, but I'm willing to give up them things that I like for you that I love. I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to trust you with my life. I'm willing to obey. I'm willing to love you like you love me and sacrifice my very life. I'm willing to climb up on that cross so I can get my foundation remade. Let them rapport. Let them rapport his spirit upon you. I'm prophesying and declaring, decreeing to you that the spirit is going to be poured upon you. Your spirit is going to be poured upon you, and you're going to be feel like you're being made over. I see the bubbling up. I see the bubbling up. I see the stirring. I see the stirring right now. The stirring right now. Somebody feel that burning in your stomach. God is stirring right now. He's stirring that cement. He's stirring it up. He's stirring it up. He's ready to pour right now. Come on, receive it. Hallelujah. If there's people right now that's not saved, and you heard this message, God loves you. He wants to break that foundation of the world and give you a new foundation of his kingdom. If you want to be saved tonight, you can be saved. Just say, Lord, I want to be saved. Just say, Lord, I believe you. I believe that you died for me. I believe that you were buried and you rose again on the third day. You sit at the right hand of the Father making intercession for me. I confess that your death, burial, and resurrection, I want it in my life. I want you in my life. I want your name and your word in my life to fix me, to be my foundation. Just repeat that. Just begin to pray that. Just invite the Lord into your heart. Let him be your foundation. I guarantee you, your building will be erected, and it will look so much more beautiful than where it is right now. Let them deal. Maybe it's somebody that's backslid. Maybe somebody that's, you know, I fell away from the Lord, but I need to go into reconstruction. I need to go into construction. God said, come on back. It's not too late. I'm going to put you back on a potter's wheel. I'm going to put you back under construction. I'm going to reset you. I'm going to reset your foundation. I'm going to give you a new structure. I'm going to give you new order. And I'm going to pour my spirit upon you. And I'm going to call you blessed and remove the prodigalness from out of your cement mixture. I'm going to give you my spirit in place of your rebellion. Come on. In place of your rejection. Come on. In place of the backslidingness. I'm married to the backslider. I want to rebuild what you guys said. Come on back. If you just see God to bring you into a new place where he is, it's tired of the old house. Lord, I want to move into a new house. I need a new house. I'm tired of looking at the same old stuff, doing the same old thing. Just let him do it. Let him take you. I'm drawing you by my spirit, says the Lord. I'm drawing you even now. I'm pulling you towards this new place. I've made many mansions I've made for you. I have houses that you have not built. I have land that you did not buy. I want to give them to you. Let me do the new thing in you. But Father, I just thank you and I bless you for these people that are listening on tonight. We thank you right now for the word that's going forth. Reset our foundation. Examine our foundation. Pour again, O God, your spirit in the midst of us that we might build properly, that we may advance your kingdom and not our own.
Ooh.
Father, we're counting the cost tonight.
My Jesus.
That everything that we sacrifice is going to be worth what you're going to give. Try us by your fire, Father. Try us by your fire. Anything that's not like you, burn it out, oh God.
Ooh, Jesus.
We want our reward, and we don't want material reward. We want reward of knowing that you are pleased with our building.
Come on.
You are pleased with our habitation. You're pleased to dwell in us.
Yes, Jesus.
You're pleased with our worship. You're pleased. We want to hear, well done, my good and faithful servant.
Hallelujah.
We want to hear that, oh God. We don't want to hear the great departing. Depart from me. Your work was of iniquity. We don't want to hear, depart from me. Your work was in vain because you did not let me build the house. Father, thank you. for hearing us on tonight.
Thank you
for answering his prayer. Thank you for restoring our foundation. We'd be ever so careful to give your name the glory, and the power is already thine. In Jesus' name. Amen. Ooh. Thank you so much for listening on me tonight. We're going to open up the line. If you got any questions, any comments, I know a little portion of it went out, but hopefully it went through okay on the recording. But we'll be back here next first Monday of September, and we're going to be having some more apostolic, prophetic teaching coming on to you.
Going to another dimension.
Another dimension. Yes, sir.
Amen. I want to say this just in regard to everything you said. This just keep bubbling in my spirit. You know, the world has set up such a standard that the cheap way is the way to go, that we got so accustomed to try to take that over into the spiritual side. And this is my cry to everybody out there. Some people out there need to stay out the dollar store. And I'm going to leave it like that. Go on and buy the top brand. Go to Ralph's. Go to the store you know got quality, because it's going to last you longer and it's going to be what it's supposed to be. But when you go to that weak side, to that cheaper side, you never get what you want anyway, and you already spent what you should have spent. Now, when you look at it from God's perspective, a lot of us go to a lot of watered-down ministries because we're not exposed or we're not held accountable. And there are a lot of ministries that are allowing or for the number of for the sake of numbers and the sake of dollars and what other reasons we know there, that people are allowed just to come and not have accountability either. That's the big thing that this is. I'm so inspired for this broadcast, the APT Dimension broadcast here, the first Monday on the Now Network, presented by Let's Talk Jesus, is that us leaders don't invite people that don't know Jesus to this broadcast. Now, if they get on here, we're going to show you how to get there. You can dial 1 right now. We have a green room, or you can come in live and we'll pray with you. But we need to pump this up with leaders that are out there. And I posted this, man of God, if you are in leadership, regardless if it's personal leadership at work, if you are in leadership, period, you need to be on this broadcast. Because how can you build unless your foundation is strong? And we didn't use a lot of watered up stuff to build our foundations. And it came from someone else that was watered down. And it came from someone else's watered down. Can we stop the watered down process and get back to the substance of the Holy Spirit and be built on that solid rock?
Yeah.
Oh, I could preach that one. You said, get off the wheel. I said, get back in the game. Put yourself back in the game and get off the wheel. Anybody else want to get in on this conversation? Bless the man of God. This is dynamic, what God is doing here. There's so many things that are just bubbling in my spirit when we're ministering here on Mondays. I can just see what God is about to do. But we want to give anybody else an opportunity to get involved in this conversation, have a word for the man of God. You may need prayer. You may, as all of the requests and the petitions went out, any of those phases, we're here to serve you, and not to serve you as someone over, but to actually serve you and give you, as it was given to us, to how to have a personal relationship with Jesus. Because without Jesus, I can't know God. Without Jesus, I can't have my guide and my intercessor to be there, the Holy Spirit. But you must know Jesus. Come on, get involved and get to know Jesus tonight. Now, I know someone who's probably on fire without even dialing 1. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, welcome to APT Dimension Broadcast here with Let's Talk Jesus. Good evening, woman of God.
Good evening, man of God. How are you tonight?
Blessed.
Good evening.
Blessed. Yes, Jesus. Good evening to you, man of God, Pastor Apostle Dietrich Haddon.
God bless you. I'm great. How are you doing?
Awesome word.
Wait a minute. Hold on. This is Dietrich Gaskins.
Dietrich Gaskin.
Yes.
Yeah,
and there's a big difference. Believe me, there's a big difference.
Yes. I want to just say to you tonight, awesome word, man of God, awesome word.
Thank you.
Talking about our foundation is off.
Yes.
Our foundation is off. It is off.
Amen.
And all we have to do now is to build on a new foundation.
Yes.
A new foundation. When you was ministering on that about our foundation is off, I was sitting here thinking about when they build these new homes, they have
yes.
to lay the foundation for it.
That's right.
You got to lay the foundation first. And then start with the other part. And the other part.
Okay.
And the other part. Yes, some of our foundation is off. And it's way off. And you talked about the leadership. Some leaderships are off. And man of God, I agree with you. They are so off. They are so off. And why they're off is because of the leadership, it's because of the head, the one standing behind the pulpit and giving us
water-damn word.
Giving us water-damn word. We need the word of God. We need the true word of God. And we need to preach Jesus, him who crucified.
Yes.
And we're not
yes.
getting a lot
now
of that
word
these
of God.
Days. Woo! We're not getting that. We're getting water down word, and we go and we not get what we need. And I'm
well,
glad
I tell you what,
I
tell you
tonight.
One thing, and this even goes in a credit to you here on this network. You gonna get the real word. If it's watered down, it's gonna go somewhere else. But we speak
yes.
the truth. Oh, the truth hurts, but the truth
God.
Will set
yes.
you free, and that's what this is
yes.
all about: is being truthful. Believe me, everything
yes.
that was said tonight. Was said directly to me.
Yes.
And you say,
yes.
well, Pastor E, I know you're working on this and you're working on every area touched on me, and I'm going to tell you where it touched on me because I can do better.
Yes.
Now, I want to say
yes.
this to all my listeners today that yes, there
yes.
are a lot of leaders that are wrong, okay? But people only do what they know how to do. If we as
yes.
leaders do better ourselves, not let's stop pointing fingers. We're talking about restoring foundations. See, when I do better,
yes.
you're doing better, she's doing better, he's doing better, and then as we do
yes.
better, those that are not will have to either get in line or get out the line.
Yes. Yes.
So I'm believing in this movement. Amen.
Yes. And when David sinned, when he left after Bathsheba, when she was taking a shower, and when he sinned, and then put his husband on the front line and got him killed.
Woo!
And then
yes,
David came
yes,
back
did.
To God. He came back to God and he said, Lord, restore unto me.
Yes.
Your
created
heart
me.
Of my salvation. He has cried out to God and asked him to restore the joy
yes.
of my salvation.
Yes.
And I have something I want to share here. When you gave your topic, restoring foundation. And I was writing. Can y'all hear me?
Yes,
yes
ma'am.
We can help. Listen at this. We can help to restore the foundation. I'm talking about we, Christians, saints of God, women and men of God. We can help to restore the foundation of God's work by making it the foundation of our lives and ensure that we know the word.
Oh, yes.
Did y'all get that?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
We can help restore the foundation of God, of God's word. And I remember a time ago, I'm going to say this and I'm going to get off this line. God showed me one night about the foundation. He taken me out, looked like into an open place, and I could see the ground, and the ground was already tilted. And he said to me, Virginia, the foundation already been laid. He said, all you have to do is to build. Bill, and I said, Bill. He said, yes, build up on my word. build on my word. This was an awesome, 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 awesome anointed, powerful word of God about restoring the foundation.
Thank you.
Yes, it was.
Very
oh,
awesome.
Hallelujah.
Very awesome. That foundation already been laid. All we got to do is to build.
Come on, let's
and
build. God
so
bless
you.
You.
Yes, Lord. You said so many things. I might have missed a little, but that's okay because it's coming back. But God, God bless you.
Amen.
Man, God.
Amen. I'm telling you, it was amazing that I could still sit there and I'm listening. I got my headphones on, but I could still put all the words together because of the spiritual connection of knowing the word. But
yeah.
There was a segment in there. The enemy was definitely at work trying to block that going forward. If you weren't spiritually in tune, we lost about 20 callers, 20 listeners. I'm not sure how many online that may have blocked off. But the enemy was at work. But guess what? He's a liar. And I know
that's
that
right.
Word has went forth. And I know that word is going to continue to flow because now we got something to look forward to next month. Oh, no,
yes.
No. Don't
that's
use
right.
This as I got it all tonight. That may have been for some of us saying, yes, this is too much information for you. You need to take what I'm giving you right
yes.
Here and wait till next month to get to fill in the blanks. Oh, my God. See, we always look at the bad of things. I try to look at the good and everything.
Yes.
See, God
yes.
Is only going to give you what you can handle. Why don't we say that,
and that's
that,
what I,
that dynamic
yes,
beginning?
Man of God, that's what,
yes.
That's exactly what happened to me. He given me just what I could handle tonight. And I heard
come
the man
now.
Of God say this.
Yeah,
Jesus
yeah.
Is our chief apostle. Woo! Jesus is our chief apostle.
Yes.
He is our chief apostle. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, ma'am.
And if you're going to be an apostle,
thank
you better
word,
be like
Lord.
Him.
I know that's
apostle,
right.
Apostle Barbara, welcome to Let's Talk Jesus and our APT Dimension broadcast with Apostle Dietrich Gaskins, Dietrich L. Gaskins out of Orlando, Florida. Good evening, woman of God.
Good evening. Good evening to host our show, and good evening, Apostle Gaskin, and to each and everyone that's on the line. I enjoyed it. It was a refreshing of water to my soul. And when you talked about the trust, I mean, we lost some of it, but when you talked about the trust in that hammer, it's like a sledgehammer, how God has to hammer. And, you know, it was just so much that was just food to my soul. And I'm quite sure everybody else that was listening was enjoying it. But I tell you, just keep doing what you're doing because, like Pastor E said, you got to take the good out of it. And when all of it, and you can identify with it all, then it brings that manna. You know how we try to eat so much when God let the manna rain from heaven. And the children
yeah.
Of Israel, they were going to try to store up and get extra, and it spoils. It wasn't any good. I tell you, fed us. You fed us, and I enjoy it because it's just hard to get that type of word when they got the water down from that leader and this leader and this leader and that leader. And when you put it all together, it's a big mess. It's
yeah, a bunch
big
of mud.
Mess when it's watered down and it's,
yeah, it's
muddy
mud and
water,
not
muddy. Yes. There you go. So you already know where we're coming from. We love it. It was just for our souls. And, you know,
hey.
Don't you know what I tell people all the time? Keep listening because you can be connected to different people in different shows, and they can't tell you anything that you need to hear that will help. Now, they can give you prophetic word, but it's not enough. You need the meat of the word. You need some steak. And when you
yes.
Get that steak, you know, we can't get this everywhere. That's why we call in the Now Network. Because you're going to eat real good. You're going to have a lot of steak. You can get it medium rare. You can get it well done. You can get it, but long as it's steak, prime cut steak. Amen. So I enjoyed it. I loved it. Amen. Keep doing
you.
What you're doing.
Thank you.
Amen. You're blessed.
Amen. Amen.
Favorite.
Barbara, Apostle Barbara will be on Women Speak Now this Thursday. She is our host for our second Wednesday second Thursday, excuse me, of every month on Women Speak Now. We're looking forward to that dynamic broadcast. Anyone else that would like to share? Like I said, I hope that one person that is out there that doesn't know the Lord as your personal Lord and Savior, you've heard a lot that says, wow, where do these guys get so much energy? You can have the same thing. That one, if you dial one right now, you may be listening to the archives later. You can still dial one. You can call our P2P hotline at 562-413-3710. Apostle Gaskin is going to give you information. You can reach out to him. Do not leave tonight feeling alone. We can get back in touch with you. Don't feel like you have to be heard on the radio either. We have a green room that we can talk to you in private. And our ministry team will come pray with you until one of us can get there personally until the show ends to pray with you. But we really want to cry out to that one. You're just like me. I've just been working at this thing. He's no respecter of person. You know, the Bible says, therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who walk, who are in Christ Jesus. So when you're in Christ Jesus, that means you walk. You just got to walk like he did. You can have the same thing that we have. Without anyone else that wants to, I want to give an opportunity for those on our secondary line that you can get involved in the conversation. Also, you just have to send us a message through Facebook or however you got the information to get on. Send them a message box that you would like to respond. We'll open the lines for you also, and we want to hear from all. We want to really make this a leadership group meeting. If you know the word, you receive the word tonight, and you know I'm not the same. I am not. I have pinpoints that I've written down that I must work better at. And it was for me, just like it's just for you. That's what leadership conferences are about. It's not like preaching to you the Holy Spirit. If you know the word, it's going to, I'm on fire. It's pointing all kind of things like you can do better. That's not nothing that you're not doing what God has called you to do. But we can all do better. I can do better because the change I want to see, it first begins in me. Man of God, God bless you. No other callers. Pray us out. Please give us that information. Amen. You're going to be in California here real soon. We want our people in San Diego to know if you're in the Southern California area. We can make that two-hour drive. I'm going one night, and that's guaranteed. I need my covenant partners. Come on, let's get a van. I got a van. So let's take the van down and go down and support our brother, you know, and get to really fellowship with him one-on-one. They might even let me sing a song for him or something, whatever. They might let me just carry his books or something. So we want to definitely go and do that. Man of God, please let us know about that event.
Amen. Well, we just want to say, Father, we just thank you and bless you on tonight for resetting our foundation and restoring it for us and allowing us to see what we need to be fixed. Father, we thank you and we just bless you for this opportunity again to minister to your people. Give us wisdom, give us understanding, give us your righteous judgment that we can lead and that we can guide so great a people that you placed and entrusted to us. And we thank you, we bless you for the host. We thank you for the vision of the Now Network. Father, we pray and we decree and declare expansion, Father, that doors will be open, that new creative ideas and witty inventions will come into his spirit, that he might advance this thing that you've given him called vision, called the Now Network. Father, give to him readers and runners, oh God, that would not drop the vision, but would run with it, that it might not tarry, that it would come to pass in your timing and in your season. And Father, we just thank you for every listener on tonight. We thank you for what you've done. We thank you for what you've said. We thank you even right now, Father, for our enemies, for without enemies, we could have no footstools. Without enemies, oh God, we could not have a table set before us that they might view us eat the good of the land. So, Father, we thank you and we bless you for all that you've done on this night, and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. If you want to reach out to me, you can do so on Facebook, Dietrich Gaskins, not Haddon, Gaskins, G-A-S-K-I-N-S, Dietrich, D-E-T-R-I-C-K. You can reach us also on our website, KairosInternationalTC.org, KairosInternationalTC.org, all one word. Kairos is KAIROS International TC.org. And just reach out to me. I'll be glad to speak with you. Got any issues? I'm glad to pray with you. If you want to be saved, I'm glad to walk with you until the Lord takes your hand. And we thank you and we bless you all tonight. Thank you for tuning in.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.